Today on the Pastor Study, we're going to continue our study on things to come. We've been looking over the last several weeks at the next prophetic events on God's calendar. In particular, we've been studying the millennium, the thousand-year reign of Jesus Christ, physically and literally on this earth. And we're going to pick up our study in just a moment, but before we begin today, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we ask your blessing upon the study of your word today. Father, we thank you that we have your very words, your very inspired words and inerrant words, infallible words, as you've chosen to preserve them in the King James Bible. Father, as we study your word today, we pray that the saints of God listening today would be edified and encouraged and lifted up and just remain faithful to the things of thee, Lord. And we pray, as we do each time, for the lost soul that's never trusted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, has never called upon the name of the Lord, believing in their heart that Christ died, he died for their sins, was buried, rose again the third day. Father, we pray this is the very day of salvation for that individual. Father, now we just commit this time of study into thy hand, and we ask it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen. What we were looking as we were studying at the millennium, we started to look at is, in particular, what the millennium will be like for the saints. And we started to look at some things, and that's where I want to pick up. What will the millennium be for the saints? We will worship Christ. Amen. Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 66 together. Isaiah chapter 66. And when we get to Isaiah 66, let's look at verse 23 together. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, saith the Lord. Also, let's turn to Zechariah. Zechariah, chapter number 14 with me. Zechariah 14, and in particular, let's look at verse 16 together. And it shall come to pass that everyone that is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem shall even go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. It's possible that we, the saints, will lead the whole world in worship. In closing this area about what the millennium will be like for the saints, let us say that Christ will be the center for the saints. We will be with Christ. We will reign with Christ, amen, and worship Christ. Next, we want to look at what will the millennium be like for the survivors? Now, at this point, we are talking about those individuals who are allowed to enter the millennium from the tribulation. These people will be allowed to enter the millennium in their natural physical bodies. And first of all, we see they will reproduce. Look with me, if you would, to Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 47. Ezekiel 47. In verse number 22. Ezekiel 47, verse 22. And it shall come to pass that ye shall divide it by lot for an inheritance unto you, and to the strangers that sojourn among you, which shall beget children among you, and they shall be unto you as born in the country among the children of Israel. They shall have inheritance with you among the tribes of Israel. In the context that we're reading this, in Ezekiel chapter 47 is the millennium. No doubt, the population will soar during the 1,000 years. These will not only be able to have children, but they may be able to have them during the entire 1,000 years. Right now, a woman's reproductive years, generally, are ending while she is in her 40s. And there are a few exceptions to this rule. During the millennium, women may be able to have children the full 1,000 years. You see, the length of life will increase during the millennium. In fact, someone who dies at 1,000 years old is considered a child. Look with me, if you would, in Isaiah chapter 65. Isaiah chapter 65 with me, if you would. And Isaiah 65, we want to look at verse 20 together. There shall be no more thence an infant of days, nor an old man that hath not fulfilled his days. For the child shall die in 100 years old, but the sinner, being 100 years old, shall be accursed. Again, we're looking at what will the millennium be like for the survivors, those who are allowed to enter the millennium from the tribulation. We saw they will reproduce. Also, they will suffer punishment. You see, Jesus will rule with a rod of iron during this time. Satan will be gone, but the sin nature will not. Every child that is born will still exhibit the sin nature. This nature will not go unpunished. Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 30. Jeremiah chapter number 30 in verse 20. Their children also shall be as aforetime, and their congregation shall be established before me. And here it is, and I will punish all that oppress them. Now, this punishment will be put on display so that all can see the results of transgression. Let's turn together in the book of Isaiah, chapter 66, Isaiah 66, and we want to look at verses 23 and 24 together. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, saith the Lord. And they shall go forth and look upon the carcasses of the men that have transgressed against me. For their worm shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched, and they shall be in a whoring unto all flesh. Also, there will be punishment to those nations that do not worship the Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, we see today really, there are many nations that do not worship the Lord Jesus Christ and seem like they're getting away with it. But really, in reality, they're not. But during the millennium, those nations that refuse to worship the Lord Jesus Christ are going to be punished. We need to turn to Zechariah, chapter number 14, to see this. Zechariah chapter 14, and we're going to look at verses 16 through 19 together. And it shall come to pass that everyone that is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem shall even go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. And it shall be that whoso will not come up of all the families of the earth unto Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, even upon them shall be no rain. And if the family of Egypt go not up and come not, that have no rain, there shall be the plague wherewith the Lord will smite the heathen that come not up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. This shall be the punishment of Egypt and the punishment of all nations that come not up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. Again, we're looking at what will the millennium be like for the survivors, those who have been allowed to enter the millennium from the tribulation. Well, a third thing we want to see is they will labor. They will labor. Look with me, if you would, Isaiah 65 and verses 21 through 23. Isaiah 65, verses 21 to 23. And they shall build houses and inhabit them. And they shall plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree are the days of my people, and mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth for trouble. For they are the seed of the blessed of the Lord in their offspring with them. You see, houses will be built. Farming will provide employment as well as manufacturing. Most of all of the things you see made today will be made then, with the exception of arms. This military budget will go to agriculture. Again, we're looking at what will the millennium be like for the survivors. Well, another thing is they will be prosperous. This new society, unlike our society today, will be free of poverty. You see, there'll be not poor, no hungry, and no homeless. We need to turn to Ezekiel 36. Ezekiel 36, and I want us to look together at verse 29. Ezekiel 36, verse 29. I will also save you from all your uncleanness, and I will call for the corn, and will increase it, and lay no famine upon you. One last thing that we want to see about what it will be like for the survivors, again, those who have been allowed to enter the millennium from the tribulation, language barriers will be gone. Once again, just like before the Tower of Babel incident, where God confused the languages, once again, there will be only one language. Now let's turn to Zephaniah together. The prophet Zephaniah in chapter 3, in verse number 9. For then will I turn to the people a pure language, that they may call upon the name of the Lord to serve him with one consent. So we'll see that the language barriers will be gone. There'll be one language, amen. Now, let's continue, and as we look at the millennium, the thousand-year reign of Christ, the physical and literal reign of Christ on this earth, when the kingdom of heaven will be on this earth. That's what the kingdom of heaven is, refers to. The thousand-year literal and physical reign of the Lord Jesus Christ on this earth. We ask the question, what will the millennium be like for the salvaged earth? What will the millennium be like for the salvaged earth? Remember, during the tribulation, the planet earth suffers a great deal. Even during the fall of man, the earth suffered because of man's sin. In Genesis chapter 3, verses 17 through 19. Well, what will the millennium be like for the salvaged earth? Well, first of all, the earth will be restored and the original curse lifted. Look with me in the book of Amos, if you would. Amos chapter 9. And in Amos chapter 9, in verse number 13, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes him that soweth seed. And the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. You see, the earth will be able to produce as it did in the Garden of Eden. The roses will have no thorns. The weeds will not choke out the harvest. No spray will be needed. No chemicals will be needed to prepare the soil. And if you think the fruit of the land is good now, just wait till then. Again, we're looking at what will the millennium be like for the salvaged earth. A second thing we want to see is animal life. Animal life will be changed. Let's turn over to the prophet Isaiah in chapter 11. The prophet Isaiah, chapter 11, and we want to read down together in chapter 11, Isaiah, verses 6 through 9. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion, and the fatling together. A little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed. Their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. And the sucking child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice den. They shall not hurt it, nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. I believe quite possibly that even the meat-eating animals will become vegetarians. And that's the way it was, amen, in the Garden of Eden, before and before the flood of Noah. Amen. Men and animals, we see from what we read here in Isaiah, will be living in harmony and eating the bounty of the revitalized earth. Now, we have to ask, as we continue our study here about the millennium, what will the millennium be like for saved Israel? What will the millennium be like for saved Israel? Israel has been and still is God's chosen people. That hasn't changed, regardless of what others may say. Regardless of what other theologians may say, Israel has been and still is God's chosen people. And they will occupy a different status than others during the millennium. First of all, as we look at what will the millennium be like for saved Israel, well, first of all, they will be restored to their first relationship to God. Turn with me to Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah, chapter 62, in verses 2 through 5. And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, talking about Israel, and all kings thy glory. The thy is Israel. And thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. Thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, in a royal diadem in the hand of thy God. Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate. But thou shalt be called Hephzibah, thy land Beulah, for the Lord delighteth in thee, and thy hand shall be married. For as a young man marrieth a virgin, so shall thy sons marry thee. And as the bridegroom rejoiceth over the bride, so shall thy God rejoice over thee. Many times in Old Testament scriptures, we find that God refers to Israel as his unfaithful wife going after other gods. During this time, during the millennium, Israel will be faithful to the one true God. Again, we're looking at what will the millennium be like for saved Israel. Well, second of all, we see they will be exalted above the Gentiles. They will be exalted above the Gentiles. The surviving Israelites will hold better positions than the surviving Gentiles. In fact, the Gentiles will provide services for the Jews. Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 49. So I hope you see, as we look at some of these Old Testament prophets, that there are several verses on the millennium that look into the future. Amen. Isaiah chapter 49, verses 22 and 23. Thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will lift up mine hand to the Gentiles, and set my standard to the people, and they shall bring thy sons in their arms, and thy daughters shall be carried upon their shoulders, and kings shall be thy nursing fathers, and their queens their nursing mothers. They shall bow down to thee with their face toward the earth, and lick up the dust of thy feet, And thou shalt know that I am the Lord, for they shall not be ashamed that wait for me. Then one last point that we want to see, what will the millennium be like for saved Israel? Israel will become God's witness during the millennium. Israel, they will become God's witness during the millennium. Let's turn to Zephaniah. Zephaniah with me. And in Zephaniah, chapter 3, verse number 20. At that time will I bring you again, even in the time that I gather you. For I will make you a name and a praise among all people of the earth when I turn back your captivity before your eyes, saith the Lord. One last thing as we look at, so we see here then that Israel may be used in spreading the knowledge of the Lord. Amen. There'll be a witness, God's witness, during the millennium. Now, our last point, major point on the millennium is we want to see what will the millennium be like for the sanctuary? What will the millennium be like for the sanctuary? Well, let's turn to Isaiah chapter 2 and verse number 3. Isaiah 2, verse number 3. And many people shall go and say, come ye, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of God of Jacob. And he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. So we see the temple will again be present during the millennium. You know, we have mentioned worship several times. The place of worship and the way of worship will again be changed. Amen. As we see that the temple will again be present during the millennium. Now, if you want a description, do a study on your own on the description of what the millennial temple is going to be like. This is covered in detail in the book of Ezekiel chapters 40 through 48. And then finally, we see that the sacrifices will again take place. Isaiah chapter 56. Isaiah chapter 56 in verses 6 and 7. Also the sons of the stranger that join themselves to the Lord to serve him and to love the name of the Lord, to be his servants, everyone that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it and taketh hold of my covenant. Even them will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon mine altar, for mine house shall be called a house of prayer for all people. And then finally, Ezekiel chapter 60, verse 7, we read, all the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together unto thee. The rams of Naboth shall minister unto thee. They shall come up with acceptance on mine altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory. So we see that the sacrifices will again take place during the millennium. Well, that concludes our study on the millennium. We'll pick up a new area of study next time on the paths of study on things to come. Once again, this is Brother Gino Cassieri. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me today for the Pastor's Study. Until we meet again, my prayer is that God would richly bless each and every one of you, and good day.